WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Some of the most interesting presentations I heard at the 2017 National Weather Association annual meeting were about atmospheric rivers and their impacts on the western United States. Atmospheric rivers are relatively long, narrow regions in the atmosphere, much like rivers in the sky, that are responsible for most of the horizontal transport of water vapor outside of the tropics. While atmospheric rivers come in many shapes and sizes, those that contain the largest amounts of water vapor, the strongest wind, and stall over watersheds vulnerable to flooding can create extreme rainfall and floods. These events can disrupt travel, induce mudslides, and cause catastrophic damage to life and property. However, not all atmospheric rivers cause damage. Most are weak and provide beneficial rain or snow that is crucial to water supply. And as was the case in 2017, atmospheric rivers can bust a drought wide open. Think of an atmospheric river as a flowing column of condensed water vapor in the atmosphere responsible for producing significant levels of rain and snow. When atmospheric rivers move inland and sweep upward over the mountains, water vapor rises and cools to produce heavy precipitation. A strong atmospheric river is capable of transporting water vapor 7 to 15 times the average flow of water at the mouth of the Mississippi River. On average, about 30 to 50% of the annual precipitation on the West Coast occurs as the result of just a few atmospheric river events. Atmospheric rivers move with the weather pattern and are present on the Earth somewhere at any given time. The rivers are 250 to 375 miles wide on average. Thanks to a decade of research, an improved understanding of atmospheric rivers and their importance has helped to improve forecasting of these events. Besides being the name for a 2008 movie, the term Pineapple Express is used to describe one of these rivers, which can transport vast amounts of water vapor from the Hawaiian Islands area to the west coast of the United States. If you have a question about the weather, you can send an email to question@weatherbrains.com.